Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we need to talk about diets. I guess there was like a National Keto Day. Some doctors were a little upset that Keto Day got a day. The keto diet got a day. Some of them don't like the keto diet. They're like, why didn't the grapefruit diet in the 80s get a day? Why don't Weight Watchers get a day? So there's been a lot of debate over what's a good diet. And I know some of you guys are looking at me going, I could stand to lose a couple ounces, a couple million ounces. But I'm not here to lecture you. I'm just here to kind of educate you on what's out there, okay? I definitely am an expert on failing a diet, okay? I know exactly why diets fail. That I could teach you guys. I could write books. In fact, I think I am starting a book on that too. But the reason why Dr. David Katz, for example, from Yale, is not a big fan of the keto diet. Yeah, and he's from Yale. He's from, gosh, what part of Yale? Yale's huge. Where do they say? He is from Yale's University Prevention of Research Center. He is not a big fan of that because he says, losing weight fast by a severely restricted, silly, unbalanced diet inevitably leads to even faster weight gain. All right. What's ketosis? Okay, well, first of all, what is this keto diet? So the keto diet is forcing yourself to burn ketones. A lot of you guys already kind of understand that. We use a lot of sugar in our diet to fuel us, and our body goes through that sugar, breaks it down pretty easily, and it can make sugar. But if we don't give our body sugar, it has to be forced to use our fat. The logic is there. The science is there. I mean, when I heard about the keto diet and Atkins was based on ketosis, going into ketosis means you have to now burn fat. You have to go into your fat stores. But the problem with the Atkins diet, where you were severely restricted your carbs, was people's metabolisms were slow because the body's like, okay, wait a second, guys, we're not getting food. So we're going into hibernation mode. So it starts slowing down metabolism. You'd also have a lot of constipation. People were not getting their carbs. A lot of doctors are upset that people aren't getting their legumes and a lot of their starchy vegetables and their fiber when they go keto. People got constipated, people had bowel issues, and all of a sudden they went to a wedding and had a piece of cake, or they had a beer or whatever, and it blew their diet. So when I heard about the keto diet, and that's what a lot of the young people like, everybody's kind of doing keto and all that, they have a carb day and they have a no carb day, I tried to do a little bit of Atkins, and it was, oh my gosh, it was miserable, and then you start overeating meat. And, yeah, people's cholesterol did drop initially and all that. It's just I didn't want to have a heavy meat diet. Doesn't work for me. Then what's also popular now is the intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting, I get. I mean, I have to fast for 24 hours once a year for Yom Kippur. It's actually pretty easy to do. I don't really miss the food. I could do without food for a day. That's fine. I get a little dizzy. I get a real bad headache. And I think I get a bad headache because we also can't have water. So if you could fast while drinking water, it's really doable. Doing without food for a day, it doesn't bother me. That's fine. But the problem with that is, again, your body's like, wait a second here, okay? When am I getting my next food? And so the logic behind the intermittent fasting is there's a variety of ways to do it. Okay, one is the 12-8, where you get to eat whatever the hell you want for 8 hours. And, like, let's say from 12 to 8, but then from after 8 all the way till the next day, you can't eat. There's also the 5-2 intermittent fasting, where 2 of the 5 days, well, I don't know what's why if it's a 5-2, maybe 2-7, but 2 of the 7 days you just don't eat. You fast for 24 hours. Or they have other sorts of diets where you just have really restricted calories, like only 500 calories on 2 of your days. And they're trying to force your body to start going into the fat stores. I kind of like that. I like the science behind that. I think there's something to it. But the problem is, and what you're seeing these headlines surround, is this sustainable? In order for a diet to work, you need to be able to stick with it. You know, while Weight Watchers has been around for decades, and Weight Watchers consistently ranks on the easiest diets to follow. Why? Because they kind of make it easy. They give you that flexibility where if you're on a work conference, if you have to go to a wedding, if you have a holiday, you don't have to blow your diet. The problem you have with keto or with this intermittent fasting is if your fasting day falls on Christmas or, you know, falls on, I don't know, the big graduation dinner you have to throw or whatever, you start to risk not being able to maintain it. You know, life is unpredictable. And so, or you get sick or you have to have surgery or something like that. And so, in order for a diet to work, you can't just lose a lot of weight initially. I mean, I've lost weight. I've lost weight for years. How do I keep it off? The problem is something goes wrong and the weight just comes right back up. And we've talked about how you need to plateau. A lot of people, they aren't patient. You've got to be really patient when you lose weight. You're going to be in a plateau sometimes for months. Let that plateau happen because your body resets itself. The kidney, the livers, the hypothalamus, everything's all math. And it has to reset itself to that new weight. If not, you go back to your original weight. So plateaus are important. So if some people are, you know, in these little competitions of like, well, I'm not losing enough, it's not working, they quit. So the best type of diets are the one that you could do, one, that works for you and, you know, doesn't mess with your work and doesn't make you grumpy and it's something you could live with. Two is something that isn't so drastic and severe. See, in order for somebody to get caught and engaged, they got to feel like they lost 20 pounds right off the gate. Anytime you lose weight fast, that is, to me, a red flag. When you lose weight methodically and it comes off and it melts off and it stays off, those are the diets that really are the ones that work. 1-877-DIET-SALLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So you're going to see a couple conflicting headlines. One headline says millions of girls may be getting unnecessary pelvic exams, which, again, is shocking, and I agree with. But then you have another heading, a headline, Alabama tied for the most cervical cancer deaths in the country. Apparently, Alabama and Mississippi has more cervical cancer deaths than other states. Apparently, 110 women died from cervical cancer in 2009, I believe, in Alabama alone. Usually about 4,000 women die each year of cervical cancer. And so we're kind of scratching our head on, okay, are we doing too many exams or are we not doing enough to find cervical cancer? So we talked about pap smears. pap smears aren't really smears anymore. Pap smear used to be, would go in, use a vaginal speculum to open up the vagina to get into the cervix. We've talked about the cervix before. If you guys have a light bulb, you know how it's white with the silver on the bottom? The uterus is like the white part of the light bulb. The silver is the cervix. And that's what starts to thin and dilate when you're going through labor. She's 10 centimeters. That's that silver part that's thinning and lining, or the cervix. Okay? It's not silver in real life, but if you look at a light bulb, the silver part's the cervix. And the cervix, unfortunately, can get exposed to HPV, a virus transmitted through sex. And the virus can set up shop there and become cancerous. And I've seen what cervical cancer could do. There was a woman who had never gotten a pap smear. She was in her 60s. Came in when I was in training, saying that she's embarrassed because her husband notices a bad odor down there. So I go, no worries, we'll take a look. I almost passed out. The odor was so bad. And it smelled like, if you've ever had to do autopsies on dead bodies or rotting flesh, smelled like rotting flesh. She had cervical cancer that was rotting out her cervix. From what I understand, she died within 6 months. It was, the cancer had already spread throughout her body. It was so bad. And she had never had a pap smear, so she had gotten the HPV virus from either her husband and or one of her other partners, and unfortunately never got a pap smear, so HPV was never picked up, and unfortunately it killed her. So that personal story to me, you can't get that smell and that vision out of your head. And so I think cervical cancer is bad. And true, smokers can get cervical cancer, but we really don't see cervical cancer in nuns. You don't see cervical cancer in virgins. So you see cervical cancer in those who have had sex. And so when the American College of Obstetrics and... Oh, yeah. So the pap smear used to be, would use a speculum, open up the vagina, find the cervix, take a spatula, it's a little spatula, and take a brush, grab some cells from that cervix, and then we would smear it onto a slide, spray some fixative, send that slide to the lab, and the lab would look at the slide under the microscope for abnormal cells, which was very, very effective for decades. Now they do something called thin prep, where they plunge it into a fixative. So rather than a smear, they take the sample and just stick it in there. So it's not technically, but we still call it a pap smear, but it's basically a cervical sampling. They could do HPV specific testing for that as well, if the cells look good, just to, you know, let us know if you actually have HPV. But prior, we used to say, well, if you're having sex, you need to get a pap smear. Or if you want birth control, you need to get a pap smear. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology is like, no, that's not true. Actually, you really don't need it until you're 21. Unless, of course, you're having issues with pain or tampon issues or period issues, you know. But for a routine healthy check, you don't need a pap smear until you're 21. Now, I had a little problem with that recommendation, even though I completely understood why they came up with that recommendation. Most times, HPV goes away. And it's rare to see cervical cancer in young women. So if, you know, 2009, which I think is when the recommendation came out, was the year of Obamacare and the year of let's try to save money in medicine, they are right in that you don't need to be doing pelvic exams on 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, you know, to the degree that we used to. But here was my issue. My issue was a lot of 13 and 14-year-olds are having sex. And if they're not, they're told that they don't have to get a pap smear until they're 21. And they don't tell their parents they're having sex. And they don't want anybody to look down there or whatever. So when you're like, are you having any issues? No, 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 no. And that 13-year-old or 14-year-old gets HPV. That has 7-8 years to brew before anybody's taking a look. That bothers me. Also, if a 13-year-old is having sex, don't you think she needs a talking to? If they don't have a visit to come in for a pelvic or pap, they're not really coming in. So when somebody wants birth control, and they're talking about over-the-counter birth control now, We used to do a pelvic exam because if they need birth control, there's a chance they might have been exposed to an STD. The new rules are like, no, you don't have to do the pelvic exam, just give them the birth control. But what if they were exposed to an STD? Well, if a person says, look, I'm using condoms, you don't force it, obviously. You don't force a pelvic exam anyway. But when you have a 13, 14-year-old go, uh-huh, yeah, I guess, she should probably be examined. Also, let's make sure she's not being assaulted. You know, was this a boyfriend who's 22 that talked her into it? So the idea of not examining, I get. I do think that there's a lot of people out there that probably are getting exams when they don't need it. And I don't think a virgin who's not having any issues needs any, you know, needs a pelvic exam. But if somebody is having sex, a young child like that, I think they need to be looked at. Now, what is going on with the HPV vaccine? The HPV vaccine, there's three rounds of it, month one, at the second month, and then at 6 months. They're trying to make the HPV now where you could do it in two shots. One is, I think some researchers looking at one shot, because you don't see a lot of parents, you know, running to get their kids to get the HPV. And the HPV vaccine protects against type 16 and type 18, the cancer-causing HPV virus. And what a lot of people don't realize is their boy could get cancer from HPV, throat cancer. I've known people to have throat cancer because their girlfriend had HPV, they performed oral sex, and they have HPV in the back of their throat that hides out. Maybe they get a little hoarse. Maybe they get a little cough. They feel like they have some post-nasal drip, and lo and behold, they have a tumor in the back of their throat. To protect boys against HPV, or penile cancer, or rectal cancer, anal cancer. Girls and guys could get anal cancer. The HPV vaccine is supposed to protect against it. But the HPV vaccine is not the most popular. You could go to school without having the HPV vaccine. It's not one of those mandated ones. It's on the schedule. But nobody's kicking a kid out of school for not getting the HPV vaccine. So a lot of kids haven't gotten it yet. So, are the cervical cancer numbers going down yet? Well, HPV vaccine has been around, but the problem is it was only allowed in those women under age 26. So I was 30 at the time going, can I get it? Nope, can't get it. Not approved for your age group. And you're like, why not? What? Huh? Why not? Now, Gardasil 9 allows women up to age 45 to get it. But it's, again, so a lot of the women who were, yeah, I'll get it, couldn't get it. And cervical cancer can hit anybody, you know, most of them between the ages of 20 and 50. So we kind of had a little bit of a mismatch on the rollout of it. And we just aren't getting a lot of, excitement for getting it done, because a lot of parents don't have time to take the kids to the doctor three times to get a shot, let alone they can't get a visit. I'm hearing pediatricians are booked for months in advance now. So my recommendation is get the HPV shot. If your daughter is having sex, suggest they at least talk to the gynecologist. Talk to the gynecologist about what needs to be done to make sure the kid doesn't have an STD and stays protected. And then you guys can make kind of a group decision on if a pelvic exam needs to be done. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says all Americans on the bases attacked last night by Iran are safe. The president says Iran can expect
the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime. These powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior.
President Trump also has a message for Iran.
As long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon.
The CDC says 27 children have died from the flu so far this season, the highest number since 2003. The CDC estimates at least 6.4 million people have gotten sick so far this season, 55,000 have been hospitalized, and 2,900 have died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is an interesting email. One of our listeners, again, wants to be anonymous, doesn't want me to, obviously, and I get it. Their son has moved back home for the fifth time, and he turns 31 in March. And they're asking about his chances for success as he keeps moving back. Now, they've asked me to call, and it's really hard. I would love to kind of talk to each of you guys personally. That's kind of the why we do the show. I'd rather you guys call into the show. You know, it's just, I have to kind of see patients when I get off air, and so I can't personally call back listeners, okay? And I don't want to be one of those radio hosts that doesn't connect with their listeners, but I just got to be honest with you. You know, I don't want to have false promises. I can't call back. But hopefully you're listening to this, and I'll give you some advice. So they're concerned about a 30-year-old, about to be 31 in March, success if they keep moving back home. So let's just first reword the term, you know, or the narrative of moving back home to mama. People make fun of it all the time. You still live with your mother. Well, you still live with your mother. I never understood why people would make fun of that because I always had grandparents live with us. We were poor, and during some of our poor times, we had to live at grandma's. I'd crash in her living room and stuff. We would live there until we could get back on our feet. So when we had money problems, we went to grandma. And when grandma or grandpa were sick, we moved them out of their house and they lived with us. So I came from a family, and maybe it's because I'm a first generation American on my father's side. I came from a family where you live with the grandparents. I mean, everybody kind of helps support each other. So that never to me was an insult. If somebody said, oh man, that guy still lives with his mother, I'm like, sorry, my knee. I'm like, why is that a bad thing? Now, I understand that if somebody, you know, doesn't get married and doesn't get a job and is playing video games, sitting on mama's couch and is 40 years old, yeah, I could see how that could be a problem. But just the concept of sharing rent to me is brilliant. I mean, I don't see why that's bad. So I have two sons. I want them to be independent. I want them to kind of learn how to, you know, live on their own and, you know, deal with landlords and things like that. But if they can't afford an apartment right now because they're going to school, and I sure as hell don't want to spend an extra $1,200 a month on apartment, utilities, insurance, and we're already paying a mortgage on the house. You can live at home, for crying out loud. I mean, they have enough freedoms, you know. No, I really don't want girls being brought over, and I don't want to be dealing with that. But, until we figure out how to deal with that, it doesn't make sense to be shelling out hundreds of extra dollars a month. So, is there an age when it starts to make you scratch your head? Well, the thing is you're most fertile, and you're most judicious and adept, and your abilities are some of the strongest when you're young. So I don't want to see somebody become middle-aged while living at home, because they're supposed to be out there being productive, making a career, making a dent in society, and a good dent, footprint, not a carbon footprint, or whatever. My carbon footprint was huge this morning, let me tell you that burrito, woo. But, and start a family. Start to procreate. Does an 18-year-old have to move out? I did. I couldn't stand my parents' rules. I got the hell out. But it's different because parents aren't now beating kids as much as they used to. They're not, you know, whipping them with belts. Things aren't as restrictive because mom and dad are working. So you see a lot more kids living at home because they don't have to scratch out the door. It's kind of nice. The only problem with that is then there's no drive. One of the reasons why I did everything I did in terms of working 3 part-time jobs to get through school, you know, going to medical school and then waiting tables while in medical school and, you know, busting my butt with no money was because I never wanted to move back home. Listen, I love my mom. I love my dad. Rest in peace. But living with them was hell. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to ever go back. And that drive made me do what I did. Also, I didn't like being poor. I didn't want to be on the floor of a dusty living room. You know, I didn't want to share a mattress with my brother or sister. I wanted to make sure that I had, you know, I was able to supply for my kids, you know, and provide for them and, you know, them have rooms and, I, we have a car that worked and be able to, you know, have a pet and afford a pet. And so that drive made me be who I was and who I am today. Afraid of being poor again and also afraid of, you know, probably having to live with my family. I hate to say this, but I was afraid that because my grandparents live with us, I really didn't want to live with my parents again. And I wanted to be able to afford a separate place for them if, God forbid, they needed it. Because I didn't think I could live with them. So I'm being honest. So now you have somebody that's come back home multiple times and is turning 31. Well, why is it? Is it that he keeps having breakups? Is it because of a job or a career? Is it because of mental illness? Is it because of substance abuse? You need to figure out why. If it's because they smoke pot a lot and have trouble keeping a job, you got to get them some help. And you might have to kind of, make them, you know, survive on their own. But if it's because they fall in love with somebody, they leave their roommate, they move in with the girl, and they break up, the girl, you know, dumps them. Or, you know, something else happens, and he has to leave. He comes back home. So coming back home to a safe haven, I think, is fine. I'll always have a room for the kids. Always. I mean, I'm mama, and I know things happen. Divorces happen. But I do worry that by the time you're in your 30s, you're going to slowly start turning that, you know, you kind of peak in your young adulthood. And I, not to say he can't, you know, peak later or, you know, hit his goals, but I'd say now he kind of, this is where you sit down, get a career counselor, fit, you know, make him go back to school. Always make a child go back to school. If they picked a career that, like, if they're not successful and they're home and, you know, they don't have to really contribute to the bills, make them go back to school. A lot of times in school, they'll kind of find their niche. Or they'll find somebody that they want to live with. And then they'll be like, okay, I got to get a job. Or just whether you need the money or not, tell them they got to work. When somebody leaves work and starts to either retire or leave their job or go on disability, it's really hard for them to get back into the swing of things. So make sure they still have a job. Now, I don't know what to do if you have somebody that just won't leave. Oh, I think there was somebody who sued their parents. In Nevada, was it? I forgot where it was. Somebody sued their parents because I think he was 40 years old and they kicked him out of the house. And I think he actually won. I got to look that lawsuit up. That's a problem. You know, you don't want somebody loafing. If that's the case, I would just move. I would sell the place and move and go see ya. That's what I would do. Let the new owners of the house, you know, move them. But we are going to see a slow rise in young people living on mama's and daddy's couch. And I get that is scary for a lot of parents. But if they're still in their 20s, they're not too worried about it. If they're in their 30s, yeah, you got to send them back to school. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have seen pictures of my Uzi. That's my little puppy dog. And she doesn't really look the most groomed. I mean, she's good. She's groomed, but she doesn't look professionally groomed. I'm very honest about stuff with you guys. I don't take her to a groomer anymore. And the reason why is I took her to a groomer, and she was scared to death, and she was shaking. And she usually isn't that scared, which makes me think that before we got her, she had a bad experience. And when we got her back, and I don't want to name the place, they had done extra things to her that they didn't need to. I think they even removed some teeth. And she didn't even look that good. And she was still shaking when we got her. And I was thinking, you want to know what? I don't need her to look like a show dog. I need to make sure that her tushy is clean. I need to make sure, and, you know, I understand there's a lot of still, you know, we still take her to the vet all the time. But there's a lot of things I could do in terms of clipping and grooming. And if she needs a doggy dentist or a vet, we always have her at the vet for stuff. I don't necessarily need to take her to the groomer for that. And I was really feeling kind of guilty that I wasn't taking her to a groomer all the time. Because I just always thought when you had an animal that had hair, that's just what you do. But just something didn't sit right. And then I started to hear that other people do the same. And I heard that because this story came to light. A 2-year-old bulldog was apparently crushed to death by a grooming table at PetSmart. Vicky Seifert brought little Minnie, little 2-year-old dog, into the pet store in North Las Vegas for a bath and a nail trim, according to KVVU Fox 5. She left the pet at the appointment and was browsing the store. This was, I think, only a 13-minute, I think, lag. When she noticed employees running to the grooming area. When I went in, she was crushed under a grooming table. They said that they had listened for her heartbeat, and she was gone. None of the employees could give her a direct answer on how the table wound up on top of the animal. She says, I don't believe it was the weight of the table. It was the fact that it was electric, and it had crushed her to the point that the table was closed all the way on her. Still a lot of questions about how she was killed in about 13 minutes after appointment time. She wants to know, what were the two groomers doing? Why did no one notice where the dog was? Why was she under a table? How does the dog go in for a bath and get crushed in 13 minutes? So an autopsy has been ordered. She wants a pet store to release the surveillance footage from the incident. The pet owner said that she might be taking legal action. People's pets are their family. She wasn't just a pet. And now the store has launched a comprehensive investigation. Now, this, PetSmart made a statement saying a tragic accident occurred in our grooming salon, which led to the heartbreaking loss of Minnie. There's nothing more important than the safety of the pets in our care, and we immediately launched a comprehensive investigation into how this type of unprecedented event could have possibly happened. They said, we have been in constant contact with the pet parents as this occurred, and will continue to do everything we can to support her during this difficult time. So, most of us have groomers or people we use. I'm not saying to panic, you know, and accidents happen, unfortunately, you know, and this is a very, very tragic thing. But I bring it up because we were just talking about that hospital yesterday where I believe 3 infants died in the NICU. And they think it's because equipment wasn't sterilized enough. And we hear of these foodborne illnesses where people get sick at some of these restaurants or fast foods or dine-ins. And, you know, you start to scratch your head and go, how much training do employees have? Now, I've had employees as a doctor. I had to make sure they were all licensed. I had to also make sure they were trained for my office. But if I thought they couldn't do the job, I had to let them go. And I felt guilty about it. I'm like, gosh, you know, they have a family to feed and I'm firing them. But the problem is my customer's safety is first. If my patients need an injection and I think that, you know, one of my staff won't be able to safely do it, they have no business being in my office. Well, same thing with any of these companies, whether it's serving you food, whether it's grooming your pet, whether it's taking care of a premature infant in a neonatal ICU. Everybody has to do their job, and they have to do it right, and they can't be half-assed. That's just, that has to be the law now. But we don't have that. We're starting to have a lot of accommodations, and, you know, you can't discriminate against the employees. You can't, you know, come down hard on them. In some states, you can't fire them unless there's a reason. You know, I've had instinct tell me this person is not going to be right for my patients. And I've thought, I've kept them going, oh, no, I don't want to just, you know, base it. I need facts. I don't want to base it on instinct. And then there was one I just didn't trust. She ends up stealing the Valium out of the stat kit if I had to intubate somebody. Another one stole our flu shots, pretended to be me doing a flu shot clinic. Sometimes your instinct is right, but employers don't have that flexibility. Because again, employers did such a number on employees in the past that now all these protections have to be in place. But you start to wonder, you know, what do employers need to do to make sure that things get done right? Well, hiring more people may also need to be an issue. You know, having two groomers, let's say in this particular case, and again, I don't know what the hell happened. You know, I'm only guessing. But, you know, if somebody has to go on break or, you know, if there's a rush or there's a need to do a lot of volume, two might not be enough. So, you know, sometimes these things happen because employers underhire. Now, underhiring could also be because, you know, we have minimum wage hikes. We have insurance we have to pay for. We have maternity leave we have to pay for, paternity leave we have to pay for. So, you know, everything that we do that we think is progressive can sometimes cause issues on the other end. Marijuana. I would really like to know how many of these workplace accidents happen in those who use. Now, marijuana now becoming legal, it's going to be like a supplement. Most people are going to be on it like they're on a vitamin. They'll use it for sleep, they'll use it to keep their appetite down, they'll use it to keep their appetite up, they'll use it to treat nausea, whatever. But what happens if somebody, what happens if an employer does, let's say, a drug test, and they find that there was marijuana in the system? Does that mean that employee was under the influence? What if that employee sues, going, no, you can't discriminate. I use it for medicinal purposes. I have a medicine card. You know, we talked about employers. One of our listeners wanted to know what are his rights as an employer if one of the employees screws up and they use marijuana. Or he thinks they come to work high. You should be allowed to send people home. Somebody else emailed saying you should be allowed to send somebody home who is high. But again, if the ADA may still protect them, and I'm a fan of the ADA, don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of the ADA, but the Americans with Disabilities Act, you know, if they had a medical condition and they had to use their marijuana for that medical condition and go to work, what you have to do then is make sure they are not in any position that could affect patients. And so I'm wondering if we kind of need a sit down and a overhaul of our rules and what we're going to do. Because accidents will happen and bad stuff's going to happen, unfortunately. But if we're going to see a rise because we've been laxing on certain rules, then it ends up hurting us more than helping us. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.